That was, again, The Noose of Jaw City by King Krule. You've been listening to Songs for the Joe Show with Ava Siosik, and I'm going to be signing off. So I'll let the next person go. Thanks so much for tuning in, guys. Have a great rest of your day.
Hello there. Welcome to Anything and Everything. I am DJ Rizzle King.
And I am DJ Slips.
You are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. If you want to talk about anything or everything, listen to any kind of music, give us a call at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Hoping to hear from some callers. For our one caller who has been listening to every one of our shows, please pick my lottery numbers. We have been all over the place, so hope there isn't too much repetition, but DJ Slips, you want to jump right into some music?
Yeah. Thomas, what do you got for us next?
Got some old school, some Temptations.
Ooh, why are you playing that one?
Well, let's observe the weather outside.
It is cold. According to my weather app, which is the most reliable source around, it is 45 degrees right now, and it feels way colder.
Wind chill and all that.
Wind
but
chill.
Yes, it is cold.
Exactly.
I left my room in shorts this morning.
Oh, really?
Was a poor decision.
That's really
on my
bad.
Way to the gym, turned around and put on sweatpants.
I wore a nice warm coat this morning, and then I promptly spilled hot chocolate on it.
Right
in the morning. Trying to demonstrate centrifugal force in my hot chocolate cup.
To whom?
I don't know, my surroundings, I suppose. I was just saying, because I had the whipped cream, it was going around the outside, and I was like, look at this force, look at the centripetal force here. And then I spilled it all over my pants and jacket, and that's why I'm wearing a completely new outfit than I was wearing this morning.
Well, that's what you get for trying to teach physics using hot chocolate.
Well, yeah,
all right, let's get some music going. This is My Girl, The Temptations. That was My Girl by The Temptations. And up next, keeping with the weather, this is Windy.
Cindy had stormy eyes that light at the sound of life, and Windy had wings to fly above the cloud,
above the cloud,
above the cloud,
above the cloud.
Windy had stormy eyes that fly at the sound of life, and Windy had wings to fly above the cloud,
above the cloud,
above the cloud,
above the cloud.
We still found the streets of the city, they smiling and everybody sees. The streets of town capture a moment, everyone knows.
That was Windy by The Association, having actually nothing to do with actual wind, but, you know, I was thinking about it as I was walking over. I was like, it's Windy, and the song is called Windy, so why not play it on Freeform Radio?
Because that's exactly what Freeform Radio is for.
Exactly.
Another thing that's great about Freeform Radio is that you can change up the tone as immediately as you'd like.
Oh, like what we're about to do right now?
Like exactly what we're about to do right now. So we're going to throw on some Darius Rucker. This is Radio.
The only way I had a car is after I dropped my mama off where she needed to go. Football tires with the ceiling falling and the window stuck, but the only thing that I cared about was the radio. We turn it on, turn it up to 10, and everybody would jump on in. On the radio, like a real, real good song. We'll know it when it comes on. Didn't have no money, no place to go. All we needed was a radio. Oh. I grabbed my girl. We'd look for somewhere to watch the stars. The perfect place. Put it in bark and take it slow. She sang along to even the ones that she barely knew. She still sounded good, a little louder too, but we didn't care. I'd look at her, she'd look at me. I'll never forget that melody. Riding down the highway, who wants to be the DJ? I'll find a spot on the side of the road. You find something on the radio, like a beat. We'll know it when it comes on. Didn't have no money, no place to go. All we needed was a radio. Hey, y'all, be quiet. That's my favorite song. Hey, man, turn it up.
Right, that you just heard Pink, Get the Party Started, and before that was Radio by Darius Rucker. A little change of tempo. Two very different, but very good songs. We have something even more different coming up next, is how I would describe it.
What? It's just a very normal song.
I think it, well, compared to the rest of the songs that we've been playing.
Huh, all right, well.
Well, for one, does it have any words? I don't believe so.
I thought it... Huh? I guess I don't know.
I don't think it... It does.
Maybe... I don't know.
There's a reason why I don't know exactly how this song sounds that Sam can illuminate perhaps after.
All right. Well, let's just hear it, shall we?
Let's just hear it. This is My Type by Saint Motel. We'll be right back.
My Type by Saint Motel. That song is actually from Mr. Right. I think very few people have seen that movie, as far as I can tell.
I have not seen that movie. I know that song from a very different place. I know that song from FIFA.
No, it's not from FIFA.
It is from FIFA.
No, it's not.
Yes, I promise you.
Okay. There is another Saint Motel song in FIFA, but it is not that song.
Are you entirely sure?
I'm so certain.
Let's fact check this, shall we?
How about this? After we play our next song, which we'll do in a second, we'll play the other song, and we'll show everybody that it is, in fact, not from FIFA, but it is another Saint Motel song.
Oh, no. I might be incorrect here.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, while we're figuring this out, we're going to play another song.
I just want to say, though, if you haven't seen Mr. Right, you really should. It has Anna Kendrick and Sam Rockwell. And, Anna Kendrick is fine, in my opinion, but she's really good in this one.
Isn't she an Academy Award nominee?
Maybe now. I don't know. Anyway, my dad loves this movie so much. I think he may have seen it, I don't know, like 30 times, because he just like sits on his bed and then it's on and he's like, okay, well, I guess I'll watch it again because it's that good. It's very entertaining.
All right. Well, Sam
like,
and
maybe DJ Rizzle King and I are going to watch it after this.
Perhaps. Perhaps we might do something else that we'll talk about in a little bit. But in the meantime, we're going to get some more music. This is a Tufts group, which we'll talk about after. This is Let It Be by The Amalgamates.
Put my money where my mouth is, and I laid my cards. I'ma go out fighting and leave my scars. Whoa. I don't know about tomorrow, but I know I got heart. Put my feet right on the margin, and I just might hit the bottom. Throw my hands out on the breeze and let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Baby, this is Russian roulette, and it ain't my gun. Hallelujah, I ain't dead yet, and I'm still going strong.
All right, that was the Tufts Amalgamates, Tufts' oldest mixed-gender a cappella group, from their new album, The Lockbox.
How do you know so much about them?
I may or may not have been shamelessly plugging my own group, but nonetheless, I was not on that album, and I still think it's really good. If you want to give it a listen, it's on Spotify, Apple Music. Website is amalgamates.com. So, DJ Slips and I discussed during the break.
Yes, we did.
And I may or may not have been wrong.
You aired.
So, for people who... Sam, what was the first Saint Motel song we played?
My Type.
Okay.
So, was not in FIFA.
Was not in FIFA. This is My Type. So, this is the song that we played not that long ago. For people who were still listening. This is the song that's in FIFA. In my defense, they're pretty similar.
No, they are similar. But it's not, this one was in FIFA. And the other one wasn't.
I could have sworn the first one was in FIFA.
No, I mean, they do sound like super similar. And also, they kind of, yeah, they all have like the little clickety-clack in the background. And then they all have the trumpet and,
but
and
I
the
very,
saxophone.
I don't know, because I haven't seen Mr. Right. And mm-hmm. I very specifically remember that. Particular that intro. Huh. I remember that.
Maybe, I don't know. First of all, the Mr. Right use of that song is so good. It's, I like the song actually less when I listen to it by itself than when it's in the movie, because it's so good in the movie. It fits so perfectly. It's really amazing.
Anyway,
I admit
defeat here.
Yes. Ooh, we should, it's like a scoreboard. We should have a big old scoreboard. Right in the corner of our booth.
Okay, listeners, if you agree with me and you're convinced that you know that song from somewhere that's not Mr. Right, please call in 855-915-9636, because I know I recognize it from somewhere.
Well, and maybe you just heard it. It's not exclusive to Mr. Right. I'm just saying.
Yes, but I swear I remember hearing it when I was playing a video game. Maybe it's an NHL.
Huh. All right, we'll have to fact check that.
We're gonna keep fact checking that. In the meantime, let's get a different song going. This is a little bit of a throwback. I would classify this. This is classic by MKTO. That's a mouthful.
You're never going out of style. Ooh, pretty baby, this world might have gone crazy. The way you save me, who could blame me when I just want to make you smile? I want to thrill you like Michael. I want to kiss you like Prince. Let's get it on like Marvin, yeah, like Hathaway. Write a song for you like this. You're over my head, I'm out of my mind. Thinking I was wrong in the wrong time. For you to notice all the way to serenade you, doing it's not your style. I'ma pick you up in a Cadillac like a gentleman, bring it glamour back, keep it real to real in the way I feel. I could walk you down the aisle. I wanna do you like Michael. I wanna kiss you like Prince. Let's get it on like Marvin, yeah, like Hathaway. Write a song for you like this. You're over my head. I never met a girl like you ever till we met. A star in the 40s, centerfold in the 50s. Got me tripping out like 60s. Hippies, queen of the discotheque. A 70s dream and an 80s best. Hepburn, Beyonce, Marilyn, Massive. Girl, you're timeless. Just so
good. You're over my head, I'm out of my mind. Thinking I'm wrong in the wrong time. It's love, I'm rewind. Never rewind.
right. That was classic KTO. So, Sam, would you like to inform our listeners what happened during the break?
No comment. No comment.
I was right. DJ Slips was wrong.
Well,
DJ Slips, hang on.
Well, I want to point out that we were implicitly discussing FIFA 17.
No, we were not.
Yes, we were, because you said, oh, you're right, it's FIFA 17. So...
I disagree. Okay, that particular song was in FIFA 15. The song Sam was talking about was from FIFA 17. So technically, we were both
right.
I was going to say both wrong.
Well.
But I'm going to try something because I just feel the need to be vindicated. These are my triumphant trumpets.
Oh my gosh. If I. Ugh. This is what happens when DJ Rizzle King is at the board.
I don't have go-to sound effects, okay?
Oh, I have to pull up. Yeah, actually, thanks for reminding me. Now I have to pull up my sound effects later. We'll get those going.
We'll get those going. But in the meantime, so you can stop listening to us argue about which song was in FIFA, here's some Marvin Gaye, Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind. Life is worth more than a text. Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
And we're back.
I don't know if I agree with the timing of that sound effect.
Okay, well, I had it ready before you played that PSA, but that is important, so.
Yeah, please, to all of our listeners, be mindful of distracted driving, especially among college kids and teenagers.
Thomas, could you ask me what's up next?
I don't want to.
Please ask me what's up next.
What's up next, DJ Slips?
No, drum roll, please. Oh, actually, I got it for you. Discussion of 420 Burger.
So, for anyone who is listening locally in the Medford, Somerville area, Sam and I will be frequenting the Boston.
First time we're going.
Right, it's the second time I'm going, so I feel confident giving it a good review.
Cool.
To Boston Burger Company in Davis Square. They have a famous 420 burger offered between 420 and 520 for reasons that cannot be discussed on the air. If anybody has had this burger before, Sam and I will be trying it for our first time today. If we are making a grave mistake, please call in and let us know, 855-915-9636. Sam, do you have anything to add about 420 Burger? Why? What need is there for that particular sound effect?
I felt like the gong would really, you know, tie the whole thing together. Oh, but the point is that it's $4.20 for like a lot of food. Oh, did you really not know that?
I did not. I thought that was going to be a standard cost burger.
No.
Thought
no.
It was going to be like a
we're going
to
go. We're going to go and with tax it's going to be $8.99.
For both of us.
For both of us it's going to be $8.99.
For 20. That doesn't add up.
I understand, but there's tax.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't understand a lot about this excursion.
Oh,
clearly.
No, it's going to be very cheap.
Oh.
But the reason it's so cheap is because no one likes to eat in what I like to call Lunner, which is...
a disgusting word.
Okay. Eating between 3 and 5 is the worst. Because then you're not hungry for dinner, right? But then you're hungry at 11 p.m., right, when you want to go to bed. So that's why it's cheap, because no one comes to go get Lunner, you know, between 4:20 and 5:20. They don't know, however, that I can recharge extremely quickly and therefore will be eating a normal dinner at the normal time.
See, I have not eaten since lunch yesterday.
That's so crazy to me.
I just forget.
How?
I don't know.
How do you... That's like a Maslow's base hierarchy.
Food?
That's really down. That's really far down on the pyramid.
I'm pretty sure it's the base of the pyramid. Food, water,
yes,
and shelter.
Yes. Yeah.
Is the base of the pyramid.
It's the most bottom part of Maslow's pyramid. And you were just like, actually, no, I don't need that part.
Yeah.
Instead, you focused on like the self-reflection part at the very, very top, the thing that you're supposed to do last.
Probably, if I'm being realistic.
Yeah. Well, you know, obviously that worked out for everybody who did that.
Yeah. Really.
Do you want to talk? Oh, sorry, they're not here right now.
Wow.
Well, yes, so Thomas is going to go eat a day's worth of food, apparently.
I am going to be eating a lot of food in the next 12 hours.
Maybe you should get 2 420 burgers.
I won't, but thank you for the offer. Maybe I'll get a Slurpee.
Oh, I haven't had a Slurpee. You know what I haven't had since college? My mom would be proud of me for this.
McDonald's.
Yes.
I also haven't had McDonald's.
I've had a singular McDonald's fry.
When?
In Cambridge.
So not even really at school, like at a different.
Yeah, it wasn't, well, there's no real. I feel like I don't think there's even a McDonald's near Tufts.
No, I think that's probably why we've been so.
Yeah,
off
probably.
Of
I think I would have already been at McDonald's if there was one close enough.
See,
but yeah,
over the summer, my thing on the way back from the gym. I know this was bad to do on the way back from the gym. I would stop for a McDonald's milkshake and some fries occasionally,
yep.
And it would be at the same time every day. Really, pretty much Monday through Sunday. The guy who worked that shift knew me, and it was sad.
Yeah, well...
He recognized me.
I do miss McDonald's. I will say, now, I'm not supposed to... Okay, no one's supposed to know this, but, you know, because our listeners and, you know, we have a bond, an unbreakable bond, and because I'm 99% sure that none of them know my mom or my family.
If you know Sam's family, give us a call and stop this from happening.
Yeah, also, if you know my family... How do I not know you're listening right now? You're just like, oh, he's not gonna know. He's gonna reveal the secret he's about to reveal. Okay, last Thanksgiving, around like 4 o'clock. I don't know what time you eat Thanksgiving dinner, but like you know, like
two,
six. What?
2:30.
In the afternoon?
Maybe 3.
Why?
My family does Thanksgiving.
It's dinner.
Weird.
That's so weird to me. Maybe it's not. Okay. Anyway, we eat dinner at like 6:30. What? What is? Okay.
Not the point of the story.
Anyway, so like maybe like 3 o'clock, we went, got a, me and my brothers got some McRiddles. because this was at the beginning of
Thanksgiving.
Yes, because this was at the beginning of breakfast all day at McDonald's. So we went, we got some McGriddles. I believe only one per person. So we were saving room. It was just like a, you know, you had to stretch. You have to, you know, you have to stretch before you exercise. Your stomach has to get warmed up. You know what I mean? It's gotta know food's coming.
I don't agree with that.
Yeah, I think I think that's how it works, though. Like, scientifically.
Physiologically.
Physiologically, you have to eat before you eat. I mean, you wouldn't just start sprinting, would you?
No, when I do that, I tend to pull something.
Exactly. You don't want to pull a stomach muscle.
What a disgusting concept.
What is that? Okay. All right, let's get some music going.
This is some Zed featuring Alessia Carr. This is Stay.
Waiting for the time to pass you by. Hope the winds of change will change your mind. I could give a thousand reasons why, and I know you, and you've got to make it on your own. But we don't have to grow up, we can stay forever young. Living on my sofa, drinking rum and cola underneath the rising sun. I could give a thousand reasons why, but you're going, and you know that. All you have to do is stay a minute, just take your time. The clock is ticking, so stay. All you have to do is wait a second, your hands on mine. The clock is ticking, so stay.
$5,000 to continue to keep your freeform station playing your favorite music. WMFO is a nonprofit station with staff, students, and community members who volunteer their time to bring you their favorite music and shows. We need your support to keep it all running, so donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check payable to trustees of Tufts College. Send it to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you for your support from all of us here at your Freeform Station, 91.5 WMFO.
Fun fact, in the background, you can actually hear me screaming all of those background parts.
That was interesting.
But in all seriousness, this annual drive is extremely important to keeping WMFO running how you want it to run. No commercials, really true freeform radio. So if you like what you hear, even if you hate us and like other shows, which is probably most of you, please consider donating. It really would mean the world to everybody here, including us. This is really something we...
It funds our show right now.
It does. It's something we really enjoy doing. This is our chance to share what we want to share with you and not think about school.
Yeah. I mean, there are times when we've said, like, oh, man, I could go for some radio right now.
Not only have we done that, we then prowl around looking to see if anybody can't make their show.
Exactly.
And then immediately reply.
We got really lucky one day.
I think it was last week.
Maybe. No, I don't know. I think it was 2 weeks ago because we got a show on a Saturday from like 6 to 8. It was a really good time too.
After a full day of studying.
And we were like, oh, if only there was some radio right now.
And there was.
Popped up right there. It was kind of amazing.
It was relaxing. It was
awesome.
It's somewhere to take a break. And we get to share our music with you.
Yeah. And we got two callers who we didn't even know.
Unfortunately, we have not yet gotten any callers on this show, but there is still time. There is still 10 minutes. So if you want to call in, tell us how bad of a job we're doing is probably what you're thinking. 855-915-9636.
Self-deprecating humor.
Exactly. That's what gets the callers rolling in.
Yeah, I know.
All right, we're going to get some more music going for you. This is Donnie Trumpet and the Social Experiment with Sunday Candy.
Say in her voice, in her way, does she love me? With her eyes, with her smile, with her belt, with her hands, with her money. I am the thesis of her prayers. Her nieces and her nephews are just pieces of the layers. Only one she loves as much as me is Jesus Christ and Taylor. I got a future song singing for my grandma. You sing it too, but your grandma ain't my grandma. Mine's handmade, pan-fried, sun-dried, Southside. And beat the devil by a landslide. Praying with her hands tied. President of my fan club, Santa. Something told me I should bring my
money. Slowly, taking in my body. It's holy. I've been waiting for you for the whole week. I've been praying for you. You're my Sunday candy.
You gotta move slowly. Take it in my body like it's holy. I've been waiting for you for this whole week. I've been waiting for you. You're my Sunday candy. Come on in this house. Candy, your peppermint is the truth. I'm pessimistic on Monday. If I had tweaked and missed you, you look so good with the hat on. Had to match with the shoes. Came in dressed in the satin. I came and sat in your pew. I come to Christmas for dinner. 50 rolls on my plate. Hella holes in my stocking, holding your pockets in place. I like my love with the budget. I like my hugs with a scent. You smell like light gas while the electricity rent. You sound like why the gospel choir got so tired. Singing his praise on a daily basis, so I gotta try it. You my dream. Catch a dream team captain. Matter of fact, I ain't seen you in a minute. Let me take my butt to church.
You better come on in
this house.
It's gonna rain.
It's gonna rain.
Rain down,
down. Rain down.
It's gonna rain.
It's gonna rain.
You better come on in this house.
Come on in this house.
It's gonna rain.
It's gonna rain.
Rain down,
down.
It's gonna rain. You gotta move it slowly. Taking in my body like it's holy. I've been waiting for you for the whole week. I've been praying for you, you're my Sunday candy.
You gotta move slowly. Taking
in my body like it's holy.
I've been praying for you, you're my Sunday candy.
Slowly,
That was Sunday Candy by Donnie Trumpet and the Social Experiment.
And that was that Chance, the rapper?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Fancy.
Let's completely change up the tone.
Yeah.
That is what this show is all about. Sam, what do we got playing next?
This is At Last by Etta James. This is a song that my computer downloaded that I think one of my brothers downloaded when he was
fantastic
young.
Song. Yeah. And if you don't know it, listen carefully. That was At Last by Etta James.
All right, so we're going to get one more song on the air before we leave you. And this is going to be... This is actually the first song that I ever listened to on my brother's iPod Mini.
What an oddly specific
I know.
Fact
no, no, no.
To
and
have
so,
about this
and
song.
And what's funny is I thought I wasn't allowed to listen to it. No reason I wouldn't be allowed to listen to it. But I thought I wasn't allowed to listen to it. So I would listen to it in the back corner seat of the car. And like, hide it from everybody, and, like, I wouldn't tell anybody that I was listening to Blitzkrieg Bop. So, this is Blitzkrieg Bop